Good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 slips into the driving seat to begin another day's broadcasting. It's Chris Aldridge here with my colleague Lee Wilson at the controls. Later this hour, the perils of restoring a peat bog which was targeted by the Luftwaffe in World War II. Meanwhile, next week on Radio 4, Misha Glenny looks at the future of Europe.
I sometimes wake up and have to pinch myself. Are we living in the 1930s? We certainly haven't seen this level of political polarisation since then.
We observe polarisation everywhere. That's the fact of political life today.
I'm Misha Glenny, and I've been travelling across the continent to see if democracy itself is crumbling.
The last time they were in government, they lost government because they were corrupt and incompetent. So 5 years later, they are back in full force.
Continental Divides on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds is next Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45.
I'll have a news briefing for you at 5:30. First, though, we welcome Simon King.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 26th of September. There are warnings of gales in Tyne, Dogger, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall and Malham. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Irish Sea 984, expected Humber 983 by midnight tonight. Low Sol 983, expected Lundy 990 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Utsira, south at Utsira. Northerly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. 40s Cromarty 4th, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in 40s, backing north 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in 40s. Showers, rain in southeast 40s, good occasionally moderate in southeast 40s. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic, mainly northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 except in Fisher, becoming northeast 6 or 7 in Tyne and Dogger. Rain, thundery in Dogger and German Bight, good, occasionally poor. Humber, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in White and Plymouth, then decreasing 4 to 6 in White and Portland. Thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming north or northeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Shannon, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Rockall, Malham, Hebrides, Bailey. Northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Rockall and Malham, backing north 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or less in western southeast Iceland. Showers, good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 4, 27 miles, 993, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by east 5, 16 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 3, 32 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lucas, east-northeast 4, slight rain 12 miles, 993 falling. Bridlington, east 6, 986 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 11 miles, 988. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 988. Jersey, southwest by west 5, recent rain 27 miles, 989, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 987. Scilly Automatic, west by south 3, recent rain 5 miles, 984 falling. Valencia, north by east 4, slight showers 16 miles, 987 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 5, rain 8 miles, 984 falling. Malin Head, northeast 7, slight rain 4 miles, 990 falling more slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A complex area of low pressure over southern UK will slowly move east or southeast tonight and into tomorrow. Then high pressure will build by Saturday from the southwest, with the winds, rain and showers easing off. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast 4 or 5, backing north 5 or 6. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast 5 or 6, backing north 5 to 7. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast backing north 5 to 7. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 6 or 7 later. Rain, thundery showers in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 2 to 4, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming north 5 to 7 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. Cyclonic, becoming northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 5 or 6 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Northeast 6 or 7, backing north 5 or 6 later. Rain becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carniff Lough. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northeast 5 to 7, backing north 5 or 6 later. Rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing northerly 4 to 6. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6. Rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast 5 to 7, backing north 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles. North 3 to 5, veering northeast, backing north later 5 or 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 26th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. The UK, the EU and 10 other countries formally call for a 21-day ceasefire in Lebanon. The Wi-Fi network at 20 train stations has come under a cyber attack. In business, Kamala Harris lays out her economic plans if she wins the US presidential election. And in sport, Arsenal and Liverpool cruise through to the next round of the League Cup. The UK, as well as 10 other countries and the European Union, have signed a joint statement calling for a 21-day ceasefire on the Lebanon-Israeli border. It came as the UN Security Council held an emergency session to discuss the situation, which the Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, described as all hell breaking loose. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, also addressed the session.
The United Kingdom condemns Hezbollah's attacks on Israel over the last 11 months, which have driven more than 60,000 people from their homes. There was no justification for these attacks. They have brought misery to ordinary people in Lebanon and Israel, and they have done nothing to end the conflict in Gaza or secure Palestinian statehood.
Network Rails says there's been a cyber attack on the public Wi-Fi network at 20 railway stations. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company called inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. An investigation into what happened is underway, as our transport correspondent Sean Dilley explains.
The focus now is to understand how cyber attackers managed to get hold of the Wi-Fi network and target it in the first place. But the BBC understands that it's unlikely customer data has been compromised because no personal information is asked before users are connected.
US media reports say the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is facing federal criminal charges. He's been under investigation for campaign funding violations. The 64-year-old would be the first sitting mayor of the city to be charged. He insisted he'd done nothing wrong.
If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth. New Yorkers know my story. They know where I come from. I have been fighting injustice my entire life. That fight has continued as your mayor.
Campaigners are calling for one of the UK's largest food certification schemes to be dropped amid allegations it's failing to enforce basic standards. RSPCA Assured uses supermarket labelling to tell shoppers if they're buying higher welfare meat, eggs, fish and dairy. But undercover animal welfare inspectors who visited more than 200